Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Tyler McVeigh. The British have a word for it, playing the game. Americans call it fair play. Others call it sportsmanship. Whatever you call it, this elusive little unwritten code of behavior, it is responsible for the way we live and for the way we play. This way of doing things puts us on our own mettle, with only our individual conscience to direct us. But if written rules can be broken, how much more easy it is to break unwritten ones, except that sooner or later the breaker always trips himself up. This is the theme of our story this week, The Lie, written for Heartbeat Theater by William Dench. It's a story about a golf game and about this unwritten rule. Tyler McVeigh stars as the Major with Jeff Silver as Franz. Here then is Act One of The Lie.
Ah, there you are, Franz.
The caddy master says you can start in a few minutes. There are many ahead of you, but he has arranged it so you can get in a bit early.
Oh, very nice of him.
He only did it because you live here and play so much.
And also because I dropped a little silver in his pocket when no one was looking.
Oh?
Oh, now, wipe that startled look off your face, my fine young friend. It goes on all the time, you know.
But the caddy master is an honest man.
Of course he is, of course. No one questions a man's honesty or integrity simply because he accepts a token.
Who are you playing with today, Erflins?
Oh, one of the tourists. You don't know him. He's only here for a few days.
I bet you beat him.
Oh, I'll try very hard. I'd better. It's going to be a costly game. 20 francs a hole.
20 francs? Oh, that's an awful lot of money. That's $5 in American money.
That's right. So caddy today as you have never caddied in your life.
Oh, I will.
You know, you are my favorite. I knew you were the boy the moment I first saw you 5 years ago. You're almost as tall as my golf bag. I was afraid I'd have to carry the bag and you both.
I never had to have help.
No, you didn't.
I always do my best for you, Herr Flintz.
I appreciate it, Franz.
That's because I want to grow up to be just like you.
Now, that's a real compliment.
Oh, I mean it. From the very first, you were my ideal.
No. Don't overdo it.
No, this isn't idle talk. You're just about everything a boy would like to be. You're rich.
No, I wouldn't exactly say rich. Let's just say well-to-do.
Well-to-do, he says. You hear you own the best cafe in town, always full of customers.
Oh, it does pay its way.
And you're not old, either.
I'm not exactly young. Getting close to that middle age 30 mark.
And you speak a lot of languages?
Hardly a lot. No more than most people who have lived around Europe.
Ah, what do we speak here? Schwitzerdeutsch, Romansch, and Italian dialect.
Ah, that's all I speak, too. Except for a little French and English.
I never did know. Where did you come from before you moved here?
Oh, many places.
But where?
Does it really matter? Now I'm a Swiss citizen. That's all that counts.
Yes, I guess so. But I was wondering.
Now, stop wondering. Too much information isn't good for lads your age.
But that...
Wait. Ah, there's the man I'm to play with. This way, my friend. Here we are. Now, Franz, don't forget what I told you. Caddy today as you've never caddied before. Got it?
I promise, Sir Flins. You will be proud of me, and I know I'll be proud of you.
Good, good. Now, let's not let each other down.
Oh, we won't. We won't.
Come in. Well, well, Franz.
Good day, Major. May I speak to you?
Why, of course. Come in, won't you?
Oh, thank you.
Here, sit over here by the window.
Thank you.
Would you like a nice chocolate bar?
Oh, thank you, no. Later, perhaps.
Good. I'll remind you of it.
Major, I need your help.
I'm only too happy to be of any possible aid. After all, that's one of the reasons I joined the Salvation Army.
I'm not so sure even you can help me in this.
If I can't help, perhaps we can call on a higher power. He can always be counted on.
I think I know what you mean, Major. It's just that I don't have quite the same understanding yet that you have.
I only wish I'd had the same outlook on life that you have when I was your age, Franz.
Well, right now, my outlook isn't so good.
I can't believe that. But, what seems to be bothering you?
Well, I hardly know where to start.
Perhaps the beginning might be a good spot.
It's about... Well, it happened this afternoon.
Yes?
I've been caddying for some time now.
I know.
Mostly, I've been caddying for Air Flynn's.
I know that, too.
Air Flynn's is a man I've looked up to for a long time.
Well, he's done very well since arriving here.
Air Flynn's was my ideal.
Was?
Well, now I'm not too sure.
Oh?
You see, today, Herr Flynn's was playing a rather important round of golf. He was betting one each hole. And not only that, but doubled the entire amount for the player who shot the lowest score.
Well, golf is such a fine game. It can be enjoyed just as much or even more if it's played for the sake of pure sport, I think.
Well, I feel the same way. Well, evidently, Herr Flynn's doesn't. Anyway, Herr Flynn's won the low score.
Well, he plays a good game.
You haven't asked me how much money he won.
Does it really matter?
No. No, I guess not. I guess what really matters is the way he won it.
The way?
Yes. He didn't win it in the way he should have.
Well, no matter how you win in gambling, some people feel you still lose.
Well, I think your Flynn's lost. At least he lost me.
All right, Franz. What really happened out there?
I'll tell you all about it, Major. Air Flynn's was playing real well. The other player was good, too. They were fairly even most of the time. Up until the 17th hole. That's where it happened.
Go on.
The player had hooked his shot a bit. It went off into the rough a bit. Air Flynn's had trouble, too. His shot went into the trap.
Very unusual for him, from what I hear.
Well, it was. He rarely has to play from a trap. But the worst part was, when we got up to his ball, it was in a very bad lie. It was half buried in the sand. The green is in a bad position there. If the shot isn't exactly right, the ball can roll all the way over and down a steep incline. Then the player really is in trouble.
I see.
The other player was away, so he took his second shot. He hit on the edge of the green. I got up on the green and held the flag for Air Flynn's. I couldn't see down in the trap. Well, he hit his shot.
He flubbed it?
Oh, no, no. It was a beautiful recovery. The ball settled 8 inches away from the pin. The shot won the game for him right there. The other player three-putted, and that was it.
But what's so wrong with all that?
The ball that Air Flynn's hit out of the trap wasn't the same one he had hit into it.
How do you know that?
Oh, let me explain. Air Flynn's is the very best golf equipment. His clubs come from Scotland, the golf balls from America. I know all his equipment as if it were my own.
I can believe that.
The ball he drove into the trap was a U.S. True Blue. The ball he hit up onto the green was a U.S. Edgebrook. What don't you see, Major? He dropped a fresh ball where no one could see and hit it out of the favorable lie.
Well, then what happened to the ball that was half buried?
Well, I'm coming to that part. After the game, I went back alone to the trap. I finally found the ball. It was completely buried. It had been stepped on. I don't have to tell you who stepped on it.
And now you don't know what to do about it.
That's right. Should I have said something right then when I saw the other ball in play? Or should I have waited till I was sure? And now that I am sure, well, now what?
Now it's a little late, Franz, I'm afraid. There is one thing you can do that'll help. It will help you, and it will help Herr Flynn's.
What is it?
You can pray. Pray for help. It will come. It frequently comes when one turns to him for help. Will you do that?
Yes, Major. I will.
Lisa, you look even more lovely tonight.
The Galanter twins.
It's easy, my dear, to be gallant with you.
Forget me for the moment, at least. Tell me, how did the golf game go today?
Beautifully. I must admit I did even better than I expected.
My, when you say that, it must have been something.
I don't like to brag, my dear. But you know a little more than the average person about golf.
You mean the average woman, don't you?
Well, yes. I admit, I still think golf is a man's game. But you do very well.
Thanks, I think.
It was lucky that I was up on my game. The man I played was good. But I edged him by a stroke, a very important stroke, I might add. It won me a considerable amount of money.
Which you really don't need.
Now, don't say that. One can never have too much money.
I don't understand this side of you. You have a thriving business. You earn more than a comfortable living. Yet you always seem to feel some sort of drive to amass even more money. Why?
I don't really know. Perhaps it all dates back to my childhood. We didn't have enough to eat. Many times we skipped a meal, only to find the next meal was lacking too.
That can be a terrible feeling, I know. But many others have undergone the same thing, and still they don't go after money as if it were the last thing on earth.
Now, wait a minute. I don't think I'm quite that bad, am I?
Well, no, but you do attach a great deal of importance to wealth.
Don't you?
Well, I know it's nice to have money, but I don't think it's the only thing in the world.
Now you sound a little like the good Salvation Army major.
That's the nicest compliment you could pay me.
Good. Anything to win your approval. Now, come. Let's forget this discussion. Besides, I think this might be a good time to discuss something else.
Yes?
Lisa, you've known how I feel about you for a long time now.
And I'm flattered by your attentions, I'll admit.
Merely flattered? Doesn't it mean any more than that?
Well, I admire you very much.
Admire? I don't want admiration. I want your love.
Well, I really don't...
Now, wait. Lisa, I love you. Do you understand that? I love you more than anything else in the world. Do you love me?
I think I do.
And that's enough. I know I can win your complete love with time. Lisa, will you marry me?
Marry?
Is that such a dreadful thought? Surely you knew I would ask you sooner or later.
Yes, I've known.
I can offer you a great deal. I can offer you love, security, and a rich future.
I know you can.
And let me have your answer. What is it to be?
I must have a little time to think.
I'll give you time. Till tomorrow night. Will you answer me then?
Yes, tomorrow night.
So ends the first act of The Lie, starring Tyler McVeigh as the Major, with Jeff Silver as Franz. Well, Herr Flims is taking on more and more the role of the villain in an old melodrama. First, he cheats at golf, and now he wickedly is wooing the heroine, and we know he'll lose out in the end. Why? Because he's not playing the game. Because, to use an old childhood expression, cheaters never prosper. They don't, and we know they don't. And yet, since time began, men have tried to cheat and get away with it. Most have failed, and the few who succeeded found that the reward wasn't worth the effort. Life is too important to waste in useless effort, and the Salvation Army believes that if we realize this, we're better men and women for having done so. They believe that there is a right way and a wrong way. They also believe, as some do not, that while the right way may not be the easiest way, it is infinitely more rewarding and allows us to realize a lot more from life. Playing the game may be difficult and tedious at times, but you'll be surprised how much better the game turns out to be. Now, Act Two of The Lie, starring Tyler McVeigh with Jeff Silver.
Franz, my lad, how are you?
Not so good.
Here now. Now, sit down on the bench. We'll enjoy this lovely day. At the same time, you can catch some of the wind you're out of.
Good idea.
It was so beautiful out, I simply put aside my work for a little while and came out for a walk.
Oh, I know. I went to your place, but you were gone. I've looked all over for you.
I'm sorry. Is anything wrong?
Everything.
That's quite an all-inclusive statement, Franz.
Wait till you hear.
Go ahead.
I talked to Lisa this morning.
Oh, yes, your charming cousin. She's really a wonderful girl.
And I want her to stay that way.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about her.
Oh, yes, I do.
What?
She told me. Herr Flims asked her to marry him.
Oh, I see.
She mustn't. Major, she mustn't.
Now, just a moment, Franz. I'm not sure that's a decision for you or me to make.
But it is. She mustn't. Never.
You mustn't jump to conclusions, Franz.
Herr Flims is a cheat.
But that doesn't mean he can't overcome his weakness.
He won't. I know it. He never will.
For if ye forgive man their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You say Herr Flims asked Lisa to marry him? What was her answer?
She told him she'd give him the answer tonight. Don't you understand? Tonight.
Well, that doesn't leave much time.
You've got to talk to her, Major, right away.
I can talk to her if you wish, Franz. But, well, honestly, I don't know what to tell her. I would like a little time to think this over first.
Time? There is not time.
Yes, I know. That's the trouble. That's just the trouble.
You.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
But you knew you were to caddy for me today.
Yes, I knew.
Or are you so independently rich that you don't need the money?
Money isn't everything.
What?
Nothing.
Franz, you're acting strangely. Are you ill? Is anything wrong?
No. No, I'm all right.
You really don't act like it.
I said I'm all right.
Here, let me feel your forehead.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop treating me like a child or something.
Franz, you're not acting like your usual self at all. If there's something wrong, I wish you'd tell me.
Will you stop worrying about me? Look, you better take a few practice swings. We're almost due to tee off.
I should be angry with you. You make it sound as if I dubbed my drive.
Nobody is so good that they don't need a little warm-up session.
Well, if you feel so strongly about it, I'll take those practice swings. Give me my driver, please. You really seem like a different person today.
We all change. See, here's your club.
Well, you're playing already.
Him.
What's the matter with you? We're waiting for you.
And my favorite caddy giving you tips. This is a conspiracy.
You can tell me he was playing.
But
get yourself another caddy. I can't caddy for you.
Franz, come back here. Franz, do you hear me? Franz!
I was just about to have a cup of tea, Lisa. You care for some?
Well, all right.
Here you are. Sugar? Cream?
No, thanks. Just plain.
I see you're still in your golfing outfit.
I hurried over from the course.
I trust you played your usual fine game.
I played abominably. I was very disturbed.
About what?
Franz.
He's a fine lad. You should be proud to have a cousin like him.
I can't say I was very proud of the way he just acted at the golf course.
Well, what happened?
Well, he was the caddy for me. He'd been acting rather odd anyway. Then when Herr Flynn showed up to play the round with me, Franz created a ridiculous scene.
Ridiculous?
Utterly. He put down my golf bag, turned on his heel, and stalked off saying he couldn't caddy for us.
Do you have any inkling as to why he acted that way?
I'm not sure. I feel that it all ties in with Herr Flynn's. The moment Franz saw Herr Flynn's, he seemed to lose all control.
Well, Franz is a highly sensitive lad.
Oh, I know that, but what's all that got to do with his behavior toward Herr Flynn's? Franz has idolized the man for a long time.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Major, there's something wrong. I can't put my finger on it, but it would have to be a terribly drastic thing to cause Franz to act as he did.
Why don't you talk to Franz about this yourself?
I would, but I can't find him anywhere. No one has seen him.
Don't worry about him. He'll show up, and then you can thrash it all out with him.
Major, you've known me a long time. I'm going to ask a great favor of you. You know the real reason for Franz's behavior, don't you?
Yes, Lisa, I do.
Please tell me what's wrong. Please.
I think it might be best for all concerned if I did let you in on the truth.
Don't hold back anything. Tell me.
I will. The reason Franz is so disillusioned is that he caught Herr Flims cheating in golf yesterday.
Cheating? How?
Well, it seems a considerable wager was riding on the match. Herr Flims was in the trap. He didn't have a good shot at his ball, so he dropped another when no one was looking.
I don't believe it.
You have Franz's word for it, or Herr Flims?
Ah, Lisa, you're a bit early.
I had to talk to you.
My answer. I hope it's the one I want so badly.
Well, before we get to that, I have something else I want to talk over with you.
Just being with you is a real pleasure.
What I want to talk about deals with my little cousin, Franz.
That little devil. Have you found out why he acted that strange way he did this afternoon?
I think so.
Well, what was his reason?
It goes back to the golf match you had yesterday.
Ah. The one which did so nobly for my bank account.
Yes.
Oh, you'll be pleased to hear what I did with my winnings from that game. Here.
What's this?
Open it. Look inside.
What? It's a ring.
Do you like it?
It's beautiful.
I bought it for you.
I can't take it.
If your answer is what it should be, you can.
Well, first let me finish my story. Anyway, Franz caddied for you, didn't he?
As always, why?
Well, it seems Franz saw something that caused him to lose faith in you.
What?
Franz says you won your golf match under, well, doubtful conditions.
Doubtful conditions? What are you talking about?
I'll come right to the point.
Oh, please do.
Franz says that you had a bad lie in a trap and made a recovery that won the match.
Isn't that the purpose of the game?
Yes, but Franz also maintains that you substituted a ball for the one you originally hit.
Why, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Franz is not one to go around making up stories.
I'm surprised at Franz making an accusation like that.
I know one very good way to find out the truth.
Yes?
We can go over to Franz right now and talk this whole thing over.
I think we should. Let's go.
Better knock again.
I'm afraid no one is at home.
Well, there must be a light is on in the living room. Franz, I've been looking all over for you.
Why?
May we come in a moment?
No one's home. Mother went to evening services.
It isn't your mother we want to see, it's you.
I don't have anything to say to him.
Now, just a moment, Franz. You do have something to say to me. It seems you've been saying a lot of things behind my back.
Very well. Come in.
That's better, Franz. Thank you. Now, little cousin, tell Herr Flims what you told the Major.
All right, I will. I'm not afraid.
We're waiting.
The cat seems to have his tongue.
You asked for this. I told him that you dropped another ball in the trap yesterday in order to win the match and the money.
Did you see me do it, Franz?
No.
Then how can you be so sure?
Because you used another make of ball. I always know which ball's in play.
That's a very serious accusation, unless you have positive proof.
I have the proof, too. I went back after the match and found the first ball still buried in the trap.
But it could have been someone else's golf ball.
No, it was one of those U.S. golf balls, the best. I know who plays those.
But this is such a big turmoil over a trifle. Even if I had, and remember, I still maintain I didn't. Even if I had dropped another golf ball, is that such a dreadful crime? It's only a game.
But it was for money.
Money? It wasn't a king's ransom? Instead of criticizing me for this, you should praise me for outsmarting a competitor in a financial deal. And as I said before, I do not admit to the accusation.
So, it's my word against yours.
That's right. Your word against mine. Well, Lisa, are you satisfied now?
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Lisa.
Will you take my golf bag, please?
You mean you want me to caddy for you?
Of course. Here.
But what about Herr Flintz?
Herr Flintz and I shall remain mere acquaintances, that's all. Thanks to you. Franz, I owe you a real debt for showing me Herr Flintz's real character. I couldn't be happy with a man who placed such high values on material things that he stooped to cheating.
But aren't you sorry about, well, you know, getting married and all?
No. Definitely not. Marriage must be based on mutual trust as well as love. It would have caused a great deal of unhappiness for all concerned.
And you're not really mad at me?
Of course not. And besides, I still have quite a few years ahead of me to search for the right man. I'm not out of the running yet. What are you laughing at?
This reminds me of an old saying.
What saying, son?
The one that goes, romances are like ski lifts. If you miss one, there are several more just coming up.
So ends the final act of The Lie, starring Tyler McVeigh as the Major with Jeff Silver as Franz. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army, and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, then, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.